Trades in the MLB are a common occurrence. As a kid, and even to this day, one of my favorite things to do as a baseball fan is turn on MLB Network for the day of the trade deadline and hear about all the deals and rumors going on. A lot of the times, you see a guy who is maybe in the last year of his deal get flipped to another team for prospects. This is usually when the team trading the expiring contract is no longer in contention for the playoffs, and the team that's trading the prospects is looking for an extra boost to either help them in October or at least help them get to October. Sometimes though, prospects aren't involved. Sometimes in very rare instances, an all-star is traded for another all-star. No prospects or players to be named later involved. Just straight up star player for star player with maybe a little money involved as well. On today's midweek mini episode, we're going to be looking back on one of these instances as we go over the pretty good trade that saw the Detroit Tigers send Prince Fielder.
Sets. Payoff hit the fielder. Drive to right field. Way back. Prince has tied it up. Goodbye. That's the best. That's the longest ball Prince has hit this year. Suchek dropped the breaking ball in for strike two on a 3-1 pitch. And then came in with a fastball. Prince ripped at 3-0. Followed
to the Texas Rangers in exchange for Ian Kinsler.
Kinsler hammers it in the air to left field. Ball is hit well. Ball is up. It's deep. It's gone. It's a three-run shot for Ian Kinsler. He hammered it to left center field. And the two walks come back to haunt Salazar.
Salazar, when you back a young pitcher into that kind of situation, runners on first and second in a 3-1 count, they tend to try to overthrow. And when you try to overthrow, you usually make a mistake with your fastball.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. This is a show where we shine a spotlight on those players that were pretty dang good, but maybe not quite Hall of Fame worthy. If you enjoy the show, be sure to follow it and rate it 5 stars, as well as check out new episodes and old ones alike. You can also find the show on Instagram and TikTok at MLB Hall of Good Podcast. I'm very active there, and I always post tons of nostalgic MLB content that I'm sure you'd enjoy. On Sundays, we pick a player and go over their whole careers, and typically on these midweek mini episodes that you're listening to now, we focus on an individual season from a player. But today, we're going to do something just a little different. We're going to do a bit of a 2-for-1 special. These are two players who I grew up really loving, and so it'll be a ton of fun to look back on the time they were traded for each other. So without wasting any more of my time or yours, let's hop into our time machines, hop into the DeLorean, and go all the way back to 2013. So let's start with the details. On November 20th, 2013, the Detroit Tigers sent Prince Fielder and $30 million to the Texas Rangers in exchange for Ian Kinsler. Fielder had spent the previous two seasons in Detroit after signing a massive 9-year, $214 million contract with them, following a productive stint with the Brewers. In his two seasons with Detroit, Fielder played in 162 games in both seasons. He was the Iron Man of his time, hitting .295 with 55 homers and 214 RBIs. He had an OPS of .878, as well as an OPS plus of .136. He was an all-star in both seasons. While these numbers are absolutely pretty good and without a doubt above average, he wasn't quite living up to his absolutely massive deal at the time, especially when you pair it with a struggling defense, as well as a dip off in production from his years in Milwaukee. He just wasn't quite the same prolific power hitter that he once was in Milwaukee. For his two seasons batting first base in Detroit, he also had a defensive war of -3.2. Another issue people in the Tigers organization as well as fans had was his lack of playoff performance. During their 2012 playoff run that took the team all the way to a losing effort in the World Series, Prince Fielder, for as great as he was, only hit .173 with an OPS of .463. Unfortunately, he wasn't showing up when the lights were shining the brightest. This also isn't meant to call Prince Fielder out, like he genuinely is one of my favorite players ever. But the fact of the matter is that he couldn't quite seem to replicate his regular season productivity come October. For their 2013 playoff run, he only hit .225 with an OPS of .561. Prince also kind of rubbed Detroit fans the wrong way after the 2013 ALCS loss to the Red Sox. He was quoted as saying, "It's not really that tough, man. It's over. I got kids to take care of. I got things to take care of. It's over." End of the quote. I would also like to state that even though this quote did ruffle some feathers of fans, he was apparently going through a divorce at this time, so he probably did have other things on his mind to take care of. Now, onto the amazing Ian Kinsler. At the time of the trade, Ian Kinsler had just finished his age 31 season and his eighth with the Texas Rangers. It had been the only team he'd ever called home up to that point. His 2013 season had been pretty good, but not the best of his career, as he hit .277 with 13 homers and 72 RBIs. He had an OPS of .757, as well as an OPS plus of .106. Up to this point in his career with the Rangers, he was a .275 hitter with an OPS of .764. He had totaled 156 career homers as well as 539 RBIs. In his Ranger career, he had been named an All-Star three times. At the time of the deal, Kinsler had just completed the first year of a five-year $75 million deal with the Rangers. So, on November 20th, 2013, just like we previously discussed, the trade happens, and no exaggeration, I genuinely think it caught the baseball world by surprise. This was for numerous reasons, but the most obvious one that I'm sure you're all thinking of is I don't think anyone in the world thought the Tigers would be able to move on from Fielder due to his contract, especially since he wasn't even halfway through it at the time. Like I said, he had just finished the second year of a nine-year deal. I did bring it up earlier, though. The Tigers, remember, they had to give the Rangers a few milli, you know, just a small sum of $30 million in the bank to get it done. But still, another shocking thing about this trade was the fact that Kinsler was a lifelong Ranger at this point and had very recently just signed that five-year deal to lock him up. I was 11 years old when this deal went down, and I really don't think anyone in the baseball world saw this deal coming. It was shocking, but also it was really exciting to see two All-Star players be flipped for each other. Now though, let's move on to the aftermath of the trade. For Prince Fielder, his first year as a Texas Ranger didn't go exactly as planned. Fielder struggled with his new team, hitting .247 with an on-base percentage of .360, as well as a slugging percentage of .360. He hit 3 homers and drove in 16 RBIs. The power wasn't there. Unfortunately, in June of 2014, he had to undergo neck surgery, which ended his first season as a Ranger. As unfortunate as that was, 2015 was really a bounce back year for Prince, hitting .305 with 23 homers and 98 RBIs, earning his final ever All-Star nod of his career. His power was down from where it had been, but he was still a very productive hitter. He had said he was being a little bit more patient at the plate with his power, and look, it was honestly paying off. The dude hit .305. Sadly though, on the 2016, it would actually be the final season of Prince Fielder's amazing career. Shortly after recording the 1,000th RBI of his career, it was revealed on July 20th that Fielder was diagnosed with C4-C5 herniations in his neck. The next month, on August 10th, Prince Fielder announced that he would no longer be able to continue playing, thus ending his baseball career. During his time with the Rangers across parts of three seasons, he hit .269 with 34 homers and 158 RBIs. He had an OPS of .760 and an OPS plus of .104. Making him 4% above league average for his brief time in Texas. His career-ending injury was honestly really sad, because maybe he wasn't the 40-homer guy he was anymore with the Brewers, but it was clear in 2015 that he still had some offensive productivity left in the tank. I really would have loved to have seen like a mid to late 30s Prince Fielder DHing in Texas. I would have loved to see that. It really is a shame that it didn't happen. But now, moving on to Ian Kinsler, he would wind up playing four seasons in Detroit, and it went really well. His first year with the team in 2014 saw him make the All-Star team. The next season after that, in 2015, he wasn't an All-Star, but without a doubt, he had a much better season than the one prior. He actually placed 21st in AL MVP voting. He wound up hitting .296 with an OPS of .770 on top of great defense. And speaking of defense, his third season in Detroit saw him win a gold glove while smacking 28 dongs and driving in 83 runs. For the first time since 2011 with the Rangers, he even had an OPS above 800, which was really impressive, especially for a defensively gifted second baseman. in 2017, which would be his final year in Detroit, he managed to pop another 22 homers, but struggled a little compared to his previous years, as he hit only .236 with an OPS of .725. After the 2017 season, Detroit traded him to the Angels, and in addition to his tenure there, he eventually wound up playing for the Red Sox and Padres before hanging up his cleats after the 2019 season. During his four seasons in Detroit, Kinsler hit .275 with an OPS of .764 and an OPS plus of .108. He totaled 78 homers with them and also drove in 300 runs on the dot. So now moving on and looking at what team won the trade, I do think myself and anyone who listened to this can come to a clear conclusion. Even though Fielder in his prime was prolific and an absolute beast, it's the Detroit Tigers who win the trade by acquiring Kinsler. While the injuries weren't Fielder's fault necessarily, the Rangers only received one full and productive season from Prince, while the Tigers got four productive ones out of Kinsler. If you are looking for more evidence to support the claim that the Tigers did win this trade, let's look at WAR. According to Baseball Reference, Kinsler totaled 17.4 WAR while with the Tigers, while Prince Fielder only totaled 0.1 WAR over his time with the Rangers. Obviously, part of this is due to Kinsler largely staying healthy, while Fielder just simply didn't. But that also contributes to the thought that the Tigers did win the trade. In the end, Detroit simply just got more out of Kinsler than the Rangers did out of Fielder. In conclusion, this was a pretty good trade for the Detroit Tigers. These were two MLB stars who were traded for each other straight up. It's just that the Tigers got more production out of it. I can see why both teams would do this. The Rangers had Mitch Moreland at first, who could play the position well, and they had room to DH Fielder. The Tigers had Victor Martinez DHing, and the negative impact that Prince Fielder at first and Miguel Cabrera playing third had on the team was just too much for them to live with, too much to bear. And honestly, that makes perfect sense. So in conclusion, this was a pretty good trade, especially for the Detroit Tigers and Ian Kinsler. Well guys, that was a pretty good trade on this episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. I want to thank you all for listening and giving the show a chance. I love talking about all these players that helped me fall in love with the game of baseball. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out old episodes and look for new ones as well. You can follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at MLB Hall of Good Podcast. I post a ton of old and nostalgic MLB stuff on there that I'm sure you'd enjoy if you like this show. Look out for a new episode on Sunday, guys. Thank you for listening. This has once again been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good Podcast. I hope you're having a good week, and I'll see you on Sunday.
You know it. Television going, beverage in hand. And the first pitch is hammered to the air, deep into left center field off the bat of Kinsler, way back, and that ball is gone. It is out of here. It's a home run for Ian Kinsler. His first as a Tiger, and Detroit has the lead. By the way, he's my player of the game.
Is he?